Hello, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
Definitely likely.
Thank you. Definitely going to vote, right? What is your age? Between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65 years old?
56 to 65.
Okay. And also, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're in the right direction.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called the Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Probably no, but I don't know that much about it right now.
Okay, so you would say you're probably voting no against it, right? Okay?
Yes.
Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Probably no.
Probably no against. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal still?
I'm going to say no at this point.
And still probably no against or definitely vote no against?
Probably no against.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
Probably the first one, less money.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, making housing more affordable, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, improving public education in local schools, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, controlling growth and development, improving local roads and infrastructure, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, or reducing traffic and congestion?
Improving public schools.
Okay, thank you very much. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion of or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your city or township government. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Grand Traverse County government.
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails.
Not very familiar with it.
Oh, not very familiar? No opinion, you would say, or never heard of them?
No opinion. I've heard of them, but I don't
know. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing in development and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
It's probably about right.
Thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say, do you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I think I trust them.
Probably trust them or definitely trust them?
Probably trust them.
Okay. And there are numbers of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Approve or disapprove? To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat? Approve.
Strongly.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks. Approve or disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. To promote local economic development?
The TART trails?
To promote local economic development, right. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat disapprove.
Okay. To promote recreational opportunities?
Approve. Strongly approve.
Okay. To promote health and wellness?
Strongly approve.
To maintain existing trails?
Yeah, I approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve maintaining what we have.
Okay. To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
I strongly approve.
Okay. To plan and construct new trails.
Somewhat approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
I somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Moving forward, now if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? A, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or B, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
B.
Okay. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. More likely or less likely. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. More likely or less likely?
I don't think it makes a difference.
No difference, thank you. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely. A citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
No difference.
No difference. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Somewhat different.
Somewhat convincing, you said?
Somewhat, yes. Somewhat convincing.
Okay. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not all convincing, or no difference?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Trails already generate millions of dollars of Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Not convinced.
Not at all convincing or not too convincing?
Not at all convinced.
Thank you. Appreciate that, ma'am. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Not convinced.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convinced.
Thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat convinced.
Okay. Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Somewhat convinced.
This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Somewhat convinced.
Okay. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I don't think that funding for the trail is going to solve the problem.
Would you say no difference or not too convincing or not at all? No difference, right? This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
No difference.
Okay, and $7.58 per month is a small price to pay and maintain up an upgraded Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Not convinced.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote no against it.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably voting no.
Thank you. Now, you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. And we're at 70% complete, by the way, almost done. This proposal would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians if we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It would just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Not convinced.
Okay. Not convincing at all or not too convincing?
Not too convincing.
Okay. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Not at all convinced.
Okay. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Somewhat convinced.
Okay. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Convinced.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Very convinced.
Okay, this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Very convinced.
Okay, with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford anything, paying anything more in taxes.
Somewhat convinced.
Thank you so much. Moving forward with the 81% complete, almost done. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or still vote no against this proposal?
I would still probably vote no.
No, probably still or definitely voting no against?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Now, you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. It goes like, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is... You can complete it.
I just don't think that it's necessary to put more money in the trails around here.
Okay. You just don't think it's necessary to put more money in the trails right there in Grand Traverse County, right?
Correct.
Okay,
I don't have a problem maintaining the ones we have, but I don't think we need more.
Okay. Thank you so much for your opinion, which is important. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mile for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement mileage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and levied in full, the renewal mileage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal? Hello? Hello? Hello, ma'am? Hello, hello? Hello? Hello, are you still with me?